Such a wonderful blessing to be with you here tonight at Bethel Church, and so thankful for the Lord being in our midst, for the Lord blessing Brother Mike to preach such a wonderful message to us. We appreciate your love and hospitality so much. I feel at home and enjoyed the good meal and the labor of love. I've enjoyed getting to know your pastor over the last several years, and so thankful for his gift and thankful for his good example. He's been complimented by my wife as being one of the best listeners of any preacher she's ever met. Sometimes preachers are better at talking than they are at listening, but your pastor is a tremendous listener, and that means a lot, Brother Ronald, to the little sheep of God. And you made me try to be a better listener, but thankful for your gift and for your love and for your wonderful example. If y'all still have your Bibles open to where Brother Mike was, just go right back there. It's amazing how the Lord leads. This subject got on my mind pretty hard about the middle of the day, and it's right after when he finished. Luke chapter 19, the story that I guess one of the first stories we ever heard as a child. When I say story, I don't mean to indicate that it's not a true story, but one of the first true stories we would have heard, one of the greatest Bible stories, was about Zacchaeus. And I'll never forget Mom and Daddy teaching me that little song. Perhaps y'all remember it too. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today." Begins by saying, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho." Jericho, according to historians, was a very beautiful city at this time. It was a city that was full of balsam trees, and city that some have said was known as the Rose Capital of Palestine. It's a city that name literally means a city of perfume or a city of fragrance. So as the Lord Jesus begins to enter this city, the beauty of this city at this time and the fragrance would have likely been all around. It said, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho." Sometimes for my job, I'll have to travel and fly into a city, and I go into the city, and then I come right back out. But the Lord Jesus was going to enter and pass through Jericho. He was going to be there a little while. He was going to pass through the city. Brother Mike has talked to us about how with the blind Bartimaeus, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Now I'm going to tell you, when the Lord Jesus passes by, wonderful things happen when Jesus passes by. Brother Mike's preached to us about a very poor man, a poor blind man. I'm fixing to try to speak about a man that in this world's goods, he's very rich. But I'm going to tell you, this rich man needed the Lord Jesus just as much as this poor man did. It said, "Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus." When the Bible uses the word "behold," it's kind of a trumpeting word. It's kind of a heralding word. When the Bible says "behold," it's to grab our attention because something important is fixing to follow. "Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus." which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Publicans were despised, as we know in this day. To be a publican in this day, according to history, you would have had to buy a tax franchise from the Roman government. And it was your responsibility to take tax money from your own people, the Jews, and give it to Rome, the occupying power. Now just imagine if some foreign government came and took over America, and one of our own folks, an American, began to work for that foreign government and get tax money from us. Now, would we like them? Probably not. And the publicans were despised by the Jews. They were taking from their own people and giving it to Rome. A lot of times, these tax collectors would take far more than they were supposed to take, and they pocketed. And here was the chief among the publicans. According to history, Jericho was one of three main hubs of huge tax gathering publican organization. There were three main tax collecting centers according to history, and one of those was in Jericho. And here's Zacchaeus, who's chief. He's the boss of the publicans. He was despised. He was likely a man that felt like he didn't have a friend in the world. Said, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press. Word press means crowd or multitude, because he was little of stature. Now here's this man that's earnestly desiring to see Jesus, who he was, but he could not for the press or for the crowd. It's very frustrating when we want to see something that we can't see. I remember being a little boy and going to the zoo with my family, and all the crowd would be gathered around some of the cages of the animals, whether it was the gorillas or the elephants or whatever it was. And here I am, a short little boy, and I'm trying to see the animals, but because of the crowd, I can't see them. That's very frustrating. And when you're a short little boy, you know, you're turning to the left, you're turning to the right, you're jumping up and down, and you still can't see. And I imagine this was, from a human perspective, was probably a little bit comical to see Zacchaeus trying to see the Lord Jesus. He may have been looking to the right, he may have been looking to the left, he may have been jumping up and down. He wanted to see Jesus, who he was. You know, and I think the Lord put that in his heart. Brother Mike was talking about that ninefold fruit of the Spirit. I believe the Lord Jesus had already dealt with Zacchaeus, and that's why Zacchaeus was wanting and desiring to see his Lord. The Lord had already done a work in his heart, and I believe Zacchaeus is a born-again child of God. Matter of fact, I think we've already seen a little bit about Zacchaeus about a chapter before. The Lord Jesus tells a parable But I suspect that that parable was about a real life event. You know, the Lord Jesus knows everything. You know, if I have to tell a story tonight, I might have to resort to fiction to make up a story to convey a point. But I'm going to tell you, the Lord Jesus knows all. He knows everybody that's ever lived. He knows all about everything that has ever happened. And I believe when he told these parables, he didn't have to resort to fiction. But he could pull a real life event to convey his point. He talked about two men that went up into the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself and said, "Father, I thank thee that I'm not like other men are, extortioners, unjust, or even as this publican. For I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess." But then the Bible said, the publican would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Jesus said that man went to his house justified, declared just rather than the other. I believe that publican was Zacchaeus. He had already felt the condemnation of his own sin. He had already seen the blackness and darkness of his sinful condition, and he wanted to see Jesus, who he was. For you see, Zacchaeus didn't feel like he had a friend in the world, but he heard that Jesus was a friend of publicans and sinners. He wanted to see Jesus, who he was, but he could not for the press. You know, I'm thankful to be able to declare that none of us have the ability to prevent somebody being born again. The Lord does that by his own power. He does that directly. We as old Baptists believe in being born again by the direct operation of the Holy Spirit of God. And no man does anything to bring that about, and no man can prevent it. But you know, we can sometimes get in the way of people seeing Jesus clearly. You know, people are always watching us as ministers. We've always got eyes on us. That's one of the scariest parts of the ministry to me. But you know, ministers aren't the only one that people are watching. People are watching you. Reminded at the scene of the death of Lazarus, when Jesus comes on the scene and he's not yet made it to the house, but he goes and sends word to Mary. They tell her, "The master is come and he calleth for thee." Oh, the sweetness of what those words must have been to Mary. And Mary gets up from the place immediately and immediately goes to where the Lord Jesus is. You know what the Bible tells us? That there were people there with Mary that were watching Mary. There were people there with Mary that when Mary got up and left the house, they not only watched her, they followed her. You know, there's some folks that'll do that to us. They're not only watching us, but they may follow us where we go. The question is, where will we lead them? I hope we lead them to the same place Mary did. You know where Mary went? She went to the Master that had called her. She went straight to the Lord Jesus Christ and straight to his feet, because he's the only one in the universe that had the answer to what she needed. I would to God Mark Qualls would never get in the way of somebody seeing Jesus as clearly as they ought to see him. I would to God I'd never lead him off some other place instead of to the feet to our Lord, our Savior, our Master, and our Redeemer. Zacchaeus desired so earnestly to see the Lord Jesus, but the press was in the way. But I'm going to tell you, he didn't let that deter him. Brother Mike talked about how Bartimaeus kept hollering and kept hiring. He wasn't deterred by people trying to disillusion him. And I'm going to tell you, Zacchaeus wasn't either. It said, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. I'm going to tell you, Zacchaeus was willing to make some effort to see his Lord. What about us? Are we willing to make effort to see our Lord? You know where Zacchaeus ran to? He ran ahead. He ran to a place he knew the Lord Jesus would be. You know where I go to see the Lord? Where I know he's going to be. The Lord's told us, the Bible tells us, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there is he in our midst. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that in the midst of the church, he sings praise. He's in his church. Revelation tells us he walks in the midst of the candlesticks. And it tells us the candlesticks are the seven churches. I'm going to tell you, if we want to see the Lord through an eye of faith, we go to his house. David would write, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. Where did David go to see the beauty of his Lord? Where did David go that through an eye of faith he might see his Lord? He went to the house of God. Now I'm going to tell you, if we want to see our Lord, we need to go where the Lord is. That's what Zacchaeus is doing. He knows the path of the Lord. He knows where the Lord's going to be. And he runs ahead and he climbs up into a sycamore tree, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up. What's the place? Place where Zacchaeus was. Has the Lord ever come to the place with you? The Lord came to the place. He knew where Zacchaeus was. Love what it says at the very end of this account in verse 10. It says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Lord Jesus didn't come to seek to save. He came to seek and to save. I'm going to tell you, Zacchaeus was seeking the Lord. But Zacchaeus was seeking the Lord because the Lord had already sought him. 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. I love what the angel tells Joseph there in Matthew 1. We as old Baptists know it well. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus knew where Zacchaeus was. Zacchaeus was desiring to see the Lord Jesus because Jesus had already been seeking and had already borne again Zacchaeus. And the Lord Jesus knew right where he was. And he came to the place and he looked up. And said unto him, Zacchaeus. There's no record that they had ever physically met before. No record they had ever crossed paths. Zacchaeus was wanting to see him, who he was. But Jesus knew who he was. Jesus knew more about Zacchaeus than Zacchaeus knew about Zacchaeus. Jesus knows more about us than we know about us. Don't you know Zacchaeus almost fell out that tree? When the Lord Jesus called his name, Zacchaeus. You know, I kind of think Zacchaeus, he wanted to get to a place to see the Lord, but I kind of suspect he kind of wanted to just stay hidden. You know, he felt ashamed. He knew what all he had done. He felt the condemnation of his sin, and he was sorry for his sin. You know, it makes me think about old Peter. Brother Mike mentioned Peter as he was preaching. You remember after Peter denied even three times that he even knew the Lord. You remember what the Bible said in one place? It said the Lord turned and looked on Peter. You know, and I take that literally. Wherever Peter was standing, I believe he had physical sight of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ had physical sight on him. And after Peter denied him those three times, the Lord literally looked. And the Lord's eyes met Peter's eyes. Can you imagine Peter's feeling of condemnation? He had made that boast. Lord, though all men forsake thee, yet will I never forsake thee. I will lay down my life for you. Now he's denied the Lord three times, the last time with the curse upon his lips, and he sees the look from his Savior. I don't think it was a look of anger or madness. But I tell you, I think it was a look that struck Peter in the heart. The Bible said this strong sailor, this strong, tough fisherman, went out and wept bitterly. Here's Zacchaeus. I don't know that he really wanted to look in the eyes of his Lord just right off with all the sin that he felt. But the Lord Jesus looks up and says, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Don't you know Zacchaeus was so glad that his Lord received him? He didn't know what the Lord was going to say. He didn't know if the Lord may say, Zacchaeus, I know what you're about. I know what you've done. I know how many people you've defrauded. I know how much you've stolen from your own people. He didn't know what the Lord was going to say. But the Lord spoke to him in love. He called him by name. John 10 says, the Lord Jesus, our wonderful shepherd, he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. He comes down, and Zacchaeus does exactly what the Lord told him to do. And he made haste. He didn't wait. He didn't tarry. But he immediately goes to his Savior and his Lord. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. This was his Savior. And in the presence of his Savior, Zacchaeus is in joy. Kind of like old John the Baptist when he was in Elizabeth's womb. He had already been born again. And when Mary comes with the Lord Jesus in her womb, oh, John the Baptist in his mother's womb leaps for joy in the presence of his Savior. And here's Zacchaeus that's felt such condemnation for his own sin. But when the Lord receives him gladly, he's got joy in his heart. What a blessing for us. Because I'm going to tell you, really, we're all little Zacchaeuses. We've all felt that weight and that condemnation of our own sin. And our Lord has come to us, and he's come to the place where we are, and he's looked up in the sycamore tree we've been in, and he's called our name. And he's received us joyfully. We come and we make haste to be in his presence. He said, I'm coming to your house. I'm going to abide at your house. Zacchaeus is rejoicing. Do you know not everybody there that day was rejoicing? And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Question. If Jesus wasn't going to go to be a guest with the man that's a sinner, where is he going to go? If he wasn't going to eat with publicans and sinners, where is he going to eat? There's not a lot of options left. Eat alone, maybe. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord. He didn't respond to those hypocritical Jewish leaders. He stood. And he said unto the Lord, Zacchaeus cared more what the Lord thought than what those Jewish leaders thought. And I'm going to tell you, if there's ever been a time in the United States of America that God's people need to stand, the time is now. And Zacchaeus stood. He didn't shrink back. He wasn't going to try to explain away all his sins and all his errors, but he took a stand and he spoke to the Lord. He cared more about what the Lord thought than what everybody else saw. I'll tell you, that's a good example to Mark Quarles, and that's a good example to all of us tonight to care more about what King Jesus thinks than what the world thinks. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Wow. A man that has spent a large part of his life taking now wants to give. Give generously. 50%, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. You know, under the Levitical law, for this type of fraud that Zacchaeus had likely committed, he would have only had to restore 1 1/5. That's what he would have been responsible to do under the law. But he was willing to do more than that. He's basically saying, I have defrauded people. I have taken things by false accusation. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore to him not once, not twice, not three, but fourfold. Wow. What a change had been in this man's life. What a change when the Lord does heart surgery. What a change when the Lord has removed a hard and stony heart and given us a heart of flesh. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Now Zacchaeus was a physical Jew. He was a son of Abraham by race. But that's not what the Lord Jesus is talking about here. He's talking about Zacchaeus as a son of Abraham by grace. Romans chapter 2 tells us, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Jesus is saying, he's a real Jew. He's a Jew by grace. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 tells us that to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not seeds as of many, but seed, singular, as of one, and of thy seed which is Christ. So the Lord Jesus is plainly declaring to Zacchaeus, you're a child of Abraham, you're a child of God, you are in Christ, the seed of Abraham. You were chosen in Christ even before the foundation of the world, and you're accepted, Zacchaeus, in the beloved. You're a son of Abraham. I'm going to tell you, that was the good news that Zacchaeus, condemned, blackened heart that was under the condemnation and the blackness and the darkness of his own sin for all he had done. And Jesus comes to his house and he gives him the good news that you are a son of Abraham. You're a child of God, and heaven and a mount of glory shall be your home one day. Good news. The gospel is not what born again Zacchaeus. He had already been born again. But I'm going to tell you that good news of the gospel from the very lips of the Lord Jesus Christ was just what he needed. And I'm going to tell you, it's just what we need. As poor little Zacchaeus is, that sometimes may feel that we don't have a friend in the world. But Jesus sees us. He calls our name. And he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother to us. And he's blessed us to understand the good news of our salvation. That though our sins were scarlet, he's made them white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, by his own precious blood, he's made them as wool. When I look at this story of Zacchaeus, I see the story of myself. And I see that publican that went up to the temple and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Lord says, come down from that tree, for I want to be with you. I want to fellowship with you. I want to be in your midst. You know, the Lord has desired that even for all of us little Zacchaeuses tonight. I love what the Lord Jesus told the Samaritan woman. He said, the hour is coming. Now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He desires to be with us in his house. What a blessing that is. May God richly bless you. It's my prayer.